Nothing I like much more than a good intra-denominational dogfight. Southern Baptists are squabbling down at their convention in Nashville, mostly over abortion strategies. Catholics are drawing up papers to ban politicians who vote for abortion rights from receiving the Eucharist. If that seems like religion is crossing over into Caesar's territory, you're probably on the money. Biden is Catholic and Biden is pro-abortion rights. In the eyes of a majority of the church's bishops, he's just right of spawn of Satan. Or a pawn. Or, you know what they mean. Churches and their doctrines, man oh man, they just dig their heels in and resist anything that might seem enlightened to a secular yahoo like myself. Women priests, how long did that take them? In some religions, well, God made man first, and then he took a rib to make woman. If that doesn't prove superiority over the fairer sex, what does? Gays are a thorny subject for most of them. Love thy neighbor, love your fellow man, but whoa, don't take it literally, buddy. That's abomination and a one-way ticket to hell. The rest of society seems to have moved on, but the Bible thumpers are still parsing Leviticus, maybe skipping the injunctions not to wear dissimilar fabrics or eat certain foods. And that part about stoning to death those who lay man with man, thou shalt not kill, doesn't apply, apparently. The ban on communion seems okay to me. Excommunication is fine, too. My question, really, is why would folks want to be in a religion that is exclusionary, especially based on the politics of the day? You folks going to deny the Eucharist for the senators who support the death penalty? Unless, of course, it's for homosexual abominations. In which case, pick your rock and have at it. So when all these good and righteous folks demand to have church back in the schools or the courtroom or in government, we need to ask them, which church you want to let in? And if the answer is none of the others, just ours, well, maybe you see the problem. If you don't, wait till the Supreme Court decides Roe v. Wade one more time, now that most of them are Catholics who would probably prefer to take communion, not be banned from it.